This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So you love Donald Trump? Really?
Yeah.
People don't think that...
He's cool. He's good. He loves this country and loves people.
Wow.
He loves people.
You make my eyes water. By helping this lady out with her car, she goes, go Trump.
Yeah, well, Trump. His sister,
wow.
President guy. I never see a president that loves country like this and loves people.
Wow.
He loves people. He has a soft heart, good heart.
And that's why I came to help you, because we are true Americans, right?
Yeah.
Well, God bless you.
God bless you.
That, my friends, was a young black Trump supporter interviewing an Asian lady who was for Donald Trump. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Folks, that is a symptom of a bigger problem for the Democrats. By the way, it's also a symptom of the healing of America. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So many people get it. All the things that the left believe that they're creating, all this chaos they're creating around Donald Trump, he's a racist, he's this, he's that, the border issues and all that are things that, trust me, everyday average Americans are going, we finally have a president who cares about this country. Forget your polls. Forget watching MSNBC or CNN or any of the other junk news networks. We shouldn't call them fake news. You should call them junk news. In fact, I'm going to tweet the president and say that. They're junk news. Junk news networks. They want you to believe the lie. And let me tell you, many things. I told you the Epstein thing was going to be their undoing. And what did they do? They killed that man. Somebody, I think it was this guy Art that writes to me, says, Kevin, what do you think they're going to blame Donald Trump now that he was killed on his watch? And I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? This is so tied to the Clintons. They couldn't extricate themselves from this if they were freaking Houdini. This is a Clinton mess. Trump wasn't on Lolita Express. Trump never went to Rape Island. He's not on any manifest of travel. Bill Clinton is. And then Bill says, I was only on there 4 times with my Secret Service. And they go, no, you were on there 26 times, Bill. We got the manifest. We know. And many times without your Secret Service. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton are all over this. Then look. Social media is dominated by leftists. How am I getting all this information where it's Bill and Clinton, Bill and Hillary with Weekend at Bernie's, and they've got Epstein on there? And on. Even leftists are saying it. I didn't even want to talk about Epstein anymore. I'm telling you because, frankly, other than the fact that I know lecherous, high-profile Democrats would burn if Epstein testified, I'm not saddened by his death. It has no impact on me. As a human being, I feel bad when people die. But hey, we're all going to die, so why am I worried about his death? What I love most about this story, though, folks, is that we conspiracy theorists suddenly have credibility when discussing people who are close to the Clintons dying by suicide with 2 bullets to the back of the head. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Finally, these cries of conspiracy. Hillary goes, it's a vast right-wing conspiracy against my husband to accuse him of sexual dalliances. Oh, but what about these sexual dalliances? Oh, those women are liars. I mean, it's funny to watch. Holy cow, man. How much covering up can you do in a lifetime, Democrats? When are you people going to wake up and know you are nothing but a bunch of lying skanks and scumbags? Wow. Esquire magazine raised doubts on Epstein's death. Esquire magazine is a leftist rag. They are wondering what's going on with these folks. Here, let me give you a reminder. Donald Trump, he's the guy that confronts the big issues And he put Hillary Clinton on notice, and the same with Barack Obama. Who knows what we're going to find out when we find out the real truth? But I want to play this clip. This was from 2016.
That go away very quickly. Nancy, Donald Trump also raised another issue from the Clintons' past, the 1993 death of Deputy White House Counsel Vince Foster. It's labeled a suicide, but Trump called the case, quote, very fishy. What is the background on that?
The background is that for decades there have been conspiracy theories about Vince Foster's death, theories that perhaps the Clintons had something to do with it. Nothing along those lines was ever proven. There was never any evidence of that, but it does still lurk in the dark recesses of the web, sort of on par with the birther conspiracy that Donald Trump ascribed to and was in some ways the leader of for many years, this argument that President Barack Obama actually was born outside of the United States and therefore was not eligible to be president of the United States. And so this is kind of a dog whistle to conservatives who have always felt that there's a bunch of things that are fishy about the Clintons. But it also sends a message, whether it is true or not, and certainly there is no evidence that it is true, that the Clintons have been involved in a large number of scandals over the years. And while Vince Foster may not have had anything to do with the Clintons, there are a number of other incidents that Donald Trump is lumping in with that, things like Whitewater, the Lewinsky scandal, that do have some truth to them and have sort of been hanging around the necks of the Clintons for several decades now.
Conspiracy theories? Hey, CBS did a thing on the number of people associated with the Clintons dying, and I forget the date of the thing. It's uncanny. We've written about it. I'll just put it this way. To be a friend of the Clintons is not only a career-limiting move at times, it is a life-limiting move at times. People just tacitly associated. We talked about this. Bill Clinton's former secretary, things like this. They die in the most crazy ways. What's that show? Where the kid, like, what was it called? Oh, geez, I can't remember. Anyway, these kids cheat death, like they get off of the plane and the plane goes down and death comes after them. And you die in those kind of crazy Holly weirdo ways when you mess with the Clintons. Whoa. So people are questioning this Jeffrey Epstein thing. And honestly, I thought this was, I'm not saying that it's over because we're going to talk about it. But people are making fun of it, too, which is like one guy wrote, really surprised to hear about Epstein's suicide. Imagine how surprised he was. Clinton body count. Oh, man, we're going to have some fun today, folks. I'm so glad you're with me. More, a little bit more on Epstein. I want to talk about Lance Armstrong and the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Time, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Who not only is high profile, who not only knew a lot of high profile people, whose papers just came out of court, just let out some of the documents related to his cases that name high profile people, who was friends with the current president of the United States, who flew a previous president of the United States around on his plane, who is alleged to have trafficked girls to a member of the royal family of Britain. Okay, this is you know, on the same level like a Bill Cosby. This is a famous person who's now in prison. He knows a lot about a lot of people, and as you said earlier, his only out at this point would be to talk about those people. So he's in this very vulnerable situation, and then you throw in the fact, which I did not know until thank God Stephanie Goss was sitting here and told me this, that this is now a facility under the control of the Department of Justice. And this Department of Justice does not exactly inspire confidence. Let's just be blunt. William Barr's Justice Department is not one that you can readily simply rely upon and feel confident in. And so what do we make of all this now, that in this federal facility, this person was allowed to be alone long enough to either harm himself or be killed by some? We don't know what happened, right? We just don't know. But we just don't know what happened. But your thoughts.
I played that clip in dedication to art. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That is the left trying to imply that Donald Trump had something to hide and therefore Epstein is gonna, you know, that's why Epstein was killed. There is nobody on the planet who believes that. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. KJRadio.com. Donald Trump realized how bad of a person Epstein was and he distanced himself from him. And we've got comments, videos by Trump. He says, yeah, Epstein, he likes the girls. He likes the ladies. A little young for my taste or whatever. There was a point where Donald Trump went, okay, hands, you know, keep this guy at arm's length. There's all kinds of things happening around the Epstein case. But here's what I'm going to guarantee you, you Russian collusion conspiracy people. There is nothing with Epstein involving Donald Trump. But there are plenty involving Prince Andrew, involving the Clintons, involving many other people who don't want their names exposed. That's why what this is about. And what it also shows you is that the Justice Department remains corrupt because there's no way this guy should not have been on suicide watch. And so a lot of this is centered around the guards because they said they took him off of suicide watch. Supposedly he tried to kill himself and they took him off. I'm reading this. They say the guards took a 3-hour hiatus from watching him for some unknown reason. Two guards are required to make separate checks on all prisoners every 30 minutes, but that procedure was not followed overnight, according to the source. And somebody on Twitter suggested those guards got their bitcoins. Oh, man. Here's what it means. It means that when the left wants to get to you, they can get to you. They're like Mossad. You don't mess with the Israelis. They're not openly aggressive like the Russians, for example. But if you mess with the Israelis and do the wrong thing, Mossad will get you. And the Clintons are scarier than Mossad. They're proving we can reach out and touch someone, AT&T. Another report I read said the guards were getting paid overtime. Well, how precious is that? You get paid overtime, and on your watch, the most high-profile prisoner probably in a decade, if not more, dies. And you're, well, I don't know. I was in the cafeteria. I was taking a bio break. What could you possibly have been doing to not be watching Epstein? The guy wrote, so Epstein was unsuccessful at suicide while not on suicide watch, yet was successful while on suicide watch. I love, let me tell you, the comments that people made, because here's what I love about these comments. Let me just explain myself, Kevin Jackson on my show. What I love about these comments are their common sense. I love it. See, we have lacked common sense for so long. These are people on Twitter and sending me notes going, Kev. And I'm going, I know. We're finally bringing back a layer of common sense to public discourse. Jeffrey Epstein gets arrested. He should have been arrested before. He got off and it was in fact, Trump fired the guy who let Epstein off. He fired him. He says, this isn't going to look good for anybody. So he fires the guy. Because he was like, you shouldn't have let this guy off. And let me tell you, I don't know Trump well enough to say what I'm about to say, but I would venture to tell you, if you're a pedophile, Donald Trump doesn't have any use for you. So anyway, they want to make this thing look like it's a Trumpian, you know, this is all Donald Trump. There is nothing, and then I played that Joy Reid clip earlier, there is nothing they're going to do that's going to tie this to Trump. And there are so many high-profile people that are shaking in their boots. If you look at the timeline of this, Epstein getting accused, getting off, then getting reaccused, getting indicted, all, you know, look at the timeline. His death is there's nothing curious about it. I mean, why do you think I told you? We'd have to find the clips. We don't go back through and listen to the show like some of these other shows and then go, look where Kevin told you this was right. We don't go back through. But let me tell you something. If you go back through and listen, I told you guys, I said, Jeffrey Epstein is deader than disco. He's gone. They will not let this dude live. They said, at MCC, two guards are required to make separate checks on all prisoners every 30 minutes, but overnight that procedure was not followed, according to a source at Reuters. Prisoners on suicide watch get checked every 15 minutes. That's what former U.S. Preet Bharara, who was, by the way, not a big Trump fan, said he was dumbfounded by Epstein's death. He says there should be, and almost certainly is, video of Epstein's suicide at MCC. He says one hopes it is complete, conclusive, and secured. Let me tell you what's happening right now. Democrats are trying to orchestrate this to make it look like the Trump Justice Department or whatever is incompetent. But this is remnants of the swamp, folks. I'm telling you. And they're trying to get rid of evidence right now. They're doing what the Democrats are doing with the Russian collusion, because to Art's point, because Art is a worry wart, Art wants to believe that the Democrats are going to make hay with this. There is no hay to be made. You could call the Justice Department incompetent, but it's still holdovers and remnants of Obama. And so if you do that, you're going to be saying Comey's Justice Department, McCabe and Strzok and all them, you're going to be verifying what Trump has been saying. It's a swamp. They will do anything to kill you, and it's only going to play into the wrong hands. Folks, I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump is set up for the biggest success. It is like God himself is watching over this. I know it doesn't seem that way, but that's what's going on. It's like God himself is watching over this. People question the billions that have been made by Jeffrey Epstein. Anyway, before I get into that, one said this. How freaking convenient, in the Epstein case, a U.S. judge inexplicably ordered Prince Andrew's child rape allegations struck from Jeffrey Epstein's court record. I didn't know about that, did you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Hong Kong is in a very tough situation.
I'm sure it'll work out. I hope it works out for everybody, including China.
Chatting with reporters in New Jersey on Tuesday, the president also calls the situation very tricky. The president was asked about the ongoing protests at the Hong Kong International Airport.
Well, the Hong Kong thing is very tough situation.
The protest started in June over a bill on extradition where people charged with crimes in Hong Kong could be transferred to mainland China for trial. Now, the bill was suspended, but apparently that hasn't satisfied the protesters. Democrats are pushing the Senate to pass a bill expanding gun background checks.
How many Americans will lose their lives to rampant gun violence before the United Senate, State Senate, takes action?
That's House Majority Leader Democrat Steny Hoyer of Maryland. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, Mr. Jackson. My name is Deborah, and I'm calling from Clearwater, Florida. And I just wanted to let you know what a great job you do. Every night, I can't wait to hear your show. It doesn't come on here until 12 midnight. But I stay up so I can hear your show. You are so funny. In fact, I'm listening to you right now, but and you got that sexy voice. I don't know where you got. I don't know if you got that from your daddy too, but I really enjoy your show, and it's hard to believe that someone who's African American is a Republican, and you have such a strong conviction. And I just think it's wonderful, and I'm all for Trump. I think God has his hand on Trump.
All right, Deborah. Thanks for listening to the show. More importantly, thanks for staying up at midnight in the Eastern time zone to do it, girlfriend. I appreciate that. Deborah, so our recording will only let you leave a minute. Deborah had another part of it. By the way, it did not go unnoticed on me and my producers that Deborah said that I have a sexy voice, and I don't like to use that sexy voice as often as I do, but these guys are looking at me. Oh, man, too funny. When you're a kid growing up, it's funny, when you're a boy and you go through puberty, you know, and then you hear these voices, right, these deep-voiced men. And you, when you're growing up, you're like, I just want to have a deep, sexy voice. The idea that my voice is sexy cracks me up. But I hope it is. Maybe I could do a voiceover for Hollywood at some point if I get popular enough. Sexy voice Kevin Jackson. Hey, if you're going to buy that new Lexus, why not have me in it? Anyway, Deborah, thanks for the call. Thanks for being a listener to the program. And I do not go by the term of African-American. I'm a black man who happens, I'm an American who happens to be black. And I do support President Trump, not because I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Republican. I happen to be partial to the Republicans for freeing blacks. I cannot stand Democrats because they are lecherous, lying skanks, as you guys have heard me say many times. And I know that hurts their feelings, but I want to use tough love and tell them who they are. And I don't want them to feel like I'm mincing words. Oh, Kevin, skank got you fired. Well, it can't get me fired from radio because I don't get paid to do radio. And even if I did, I don't really give a crap. There you go. All right. Hey, lots going on. Epstein in the news. And I told you guys earlier in the broadcast, the only reason why I'm covering Epstein is because, number one, He points the finger at these high-profile leftists who are playing cover-up, and it's showing you to what degree these people are willing to cover things up. They will kill you in order to do it. And number two, it kind of pokes a hole in this whole conspiracy thing, because everybody thinks anytime you question politics, oh, Kevin, come on, that's a big conspiracy. We say conspiracy like it's a dirty word, like there are no conspiracies. There are more conspiracies that happened during the Obama administration than probably happened in all the modern-day politics. Just Obama. In the cover-up of Russia, of this nonsense that the left is perpetrating now, the conspiracies inside of that conspiracy would blow your mind. And so now we get one that even the left is going, this doesn't pass the smell test. Very convenient that Jeffrey Epstein would die the day after all of the information that's coming out comes out. Here's what they wrote. Epstein's death comes less than a day after release of a trove of documents naming high-profile individuals named in a 2015 lawsuit brought by Epstein's accuser, Virginia Roberts Giuffre, against Epstein's Madame Ghislaine Maxwell, who says Maxwell helped Epstein traffic herself and other underage girls to parties at the billionaire pedophile's many residences. Now, here's what I want you guys to understand about Epstein, because there's a question about how he made his money. Nobody on Wall Street knows him as a money guy, like making trades and coming up through the ranks, and suddenly, you know, all eyes are on Wall Street's fast-moving money, man. Nothing like that. He just suddenly becomes rich. Now, some people say it's because Epstein said, give me your money, I'll launder it for you. Don't be surprised if there's Epstein ties to the Clinton Foundation and washing money there. A good forensic accountant who doesn't mind putting his life on the line would easily be able to uncover what's going on here. So, is he laundering money? Because he got a boatload of money fast, is what people are saying. That's number one. Number two, is it an extortion ring? I mean, think about it. Epstein's getting everybody's money. He's laundering their money. So everybody's got to just, you know, hey, we know each other as just acquaintances, even though he's their, quote, accountant, okay? And then suddenly, not only does he know where your money is, he says, hey, why don't you come to the island and come hang out with some of these young beauties I'll have there for you. So he builds this pedophile ring, and don't put it above leftists and tell me that they don't do it, because they already broke one up in Hollywood, this NVIMIIC, whatever it was called. They broke that up. So don't act like this is a strange thing. People have been talking about Pizzagate for a long time, with all these people with code words of what they want to do with kids and how they order certain little boys. We know they did it in Hollywood, and we don't need Corey Feldman to explain it. So we know all this. Now, here's Epstein. It's got all this dirt. He knows where your money is, and he knows all your dirty little secrets. I mean, think about the level of trust that these people had to let Jeffrey Epstein launder their money and set up their debauchery. And then he gets busted, pinched, as they say. And somebody goes, that dude is going to die. There are no ifs, ands, or buts. And let me ask you, what would you be thinking right now? You've watched enough movies. Giuffre claims in a filing that she was forced to sleep with several high-profile individuals, including Britain's Prince Andrew, former Senator George Mitchell, a Democrat from Maine, Democratic New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, longtime MIT professor Marvin Minsky. Even MIT professors are getting in on the action. Investment banker Glenn Dubin. All have denied accusations. This is a hodgepodge group here, folks. I mean, how do you come up? How would this woman come up with these people? I mean, it's not like she just stuck in the Congress and said, look, this congressman, this is, she's got governors, she's got MIT professors, investment bankers, forced to sleep with them. Does it shock you? Would you be shocked? And here's what's interesting. I bet you, I don't know this investment banker and I don't know this MIT professor, but I'll bet you money they're Democrats. So guess what, Art and many other naysayers? Don't you worry. There is no Russian collusion that's going to come back to this to Donald Trump. This has Democrat fingerprints all over it. So Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse says, heads must roll. Senate Judiciary Committee wrote to AG Barr, every person in the Justice Department, from your main headquarters staff down to the night shift jailer, knew this man was a suicide risk and that his dark secrets couldn't be allowed to die with him. I think Ben Sasse is a bit of a good guy, because I remember saying there's one of those guys that went off the deep end. I know Justin Amish did. There's somebody else that's kind of wishy-washy. But people are getting their sanity here. Anyway, here's my point. Don't worry about the justice. If Ben Sasse is trying to accuse A.G. Barr's Justice Department of something, don't worry about it. A.G. Barr's going to go, what Justice Department? The Justice Department I inherited was Jim Comey's Justice Department. And as I said earlier in the broadcast, it's all reflecting back onto the Democrats. All of it. You can sleep well at night, but let me tell you, Democrats are not sleeping well. They're sleeping better because dead men tell no tales. The death of Jeffrey Epstein is Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton taking another, now we got out of that one. But what are we going to do? You going to kill the IG? You going to kill Michael Horowitz? Who else are you going to kill? You going to kill all the investigators that are looking into the Clinton administration, that are looking into the Clinton Global Initiative? You going to kill all of them? You going to kill all the other remaining FBI agents that are now going, we got to come clean? I told you guys, whistleblowers are coming clean. New FBI 302s pointing the finger at these Democrats. Should we even get into that? New 302s that prove FBI corruption. You guys see this? Judicial Watch obtained these from, they had to do with Bruce Orr. Yeah, the documents that Judicial Watch found showed that interviews with Orr, known as 302, show that Orr knew by September of 2016, the month before the initial application to surveil Trump's campaign, that Steele was desperate that Donald Trump not be elected. Source close to the matter said this had the effect of putting a senior DOJ official on notice that a witness source had an extreme bias. Folks, much is going to come out on all this stuff, including
this. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I watched what happened when the kids from Parkland marched up to, and I met with them, and then they went off to up on the hill. I was vice president, and they went off the hill to go into those neighborhoods. All those congressmen were like, no, I'm not here. I'm not here. I don't tell them I'm around.
I predicted a while back that former Vice President Joe Biden, I would call him disgraced Vice President Joe Biden, because that's where this will end up, in the dung heap of history, the Obama administration. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Joe Biden losing it. Some people predicted he's losing it, and I predicted that he would not be the Democrats' nominee to get his butt kicked by President Trump, and I hold those beliefs to be self-evident. I was going to quote the Declaration, that all men are created equal. And anyway, Biden's losing it. He's been losing it for a while. Look, I'm an observer of people, and Biden's brain doesn't work right. And the older you get, the worse it gets. I'll use myself as an example. I was a musician, not a very good one. I played trombone. I was good on trombone. And then I taught myself how to play drums. I taught myself how to play trumpet, but badly. And I took piano lessons and taught myself how to play piano a bit after, as I got older. Anyway, and I can, fool you into thinking I'm a decent musician. But here's what's funny about the way the mind works. First of all, my handwriting changed. And people say this happens over your lifetime. Your handwriting will change. Mine changed. I went from, this beautiful penmanship to sort of this real, like a doctor's signature. You can still see there's beauty in it, but it's a doctor's signature. And what I noticed is I can't slow down my writing to make it legible or whatever. There are times I go back and review my notes and I think to myself, what gibberish is this, dude? Why don't you write notes that you can read? My brain doesn't work the way it did before. My brain sees it and goes, oh, you'll be able to discern it. You can tell what that word is. And then I'll go back 2 days later and I can't tell what the word is. And my handwriting is it's quick. It's like a doctor's. But I can't remember, if you're taking copious notes, I don't remember them. I can't read my writing after a while. And I always tell myself I can't. I go, yeah, you can make that out because my brain is in that mode and it can make it out. But it can't. What I'm getting at, folks, is your brain changes. And you have to be aware of this because you have to understand that you are changing. There's a reason why, 90-year-old people probably shouldn't have driver's licenses. You get what I'm saying? And Biden is up there to the point where people need to be looking at this man, not as a presidential candidate, but as a guy that somebody needs to put on watch. Because Joe Biden is nutty. And I'm not an ageist. I love old people. But I also know when things aren't going their way, when life is dealing them, it's finally catching up. The body is going to give out, and it's giving out on Biden. Trump, on the other hand, looks like he's 50. And it affects different people in different ways. But here's what I'll tell you about Trump. Anybody over the age of 70, you have to watch your health and you have to be diligent about it. I'm not saying Biden isn't being that way because, it impacts people in different ways. But he's losing it. And people are realizing it. Biden was a moron, by the way, before he got old and feeble. But now, Democrats are finally recognizing him to be the brain-dead moron that I said he was, and he is well past what would be described as his prime. He made punch-drunk Muhammad Ali look spry. Worse, even when Biden is caught lying, he doubles down. The man is the Brian Williams of politics. You can't tell a story without Biden telling a better story and a better lie. Parkland and the kids going up the hill, and Biden remembers things the way he wants to. He romanticizes his role in politics. He romanticizes the Obama administration. He romanticizes the Democrats. He romanticizes his upbringing. He romanticizes everything because his brain is wired to be romantic even where there is no romance. Talk about catfishing yourself. I watched what happened when those kids from Parkland marched up to, and I met with them. And then they went off up to the hill when I was vice president. And everybody else was running. They were running. They didn't want to take the, whatever. They didn't want to take the questions. They didn't want to deal with these kids. Because only Biden was the hero on the hill. He was the only one that could solve their problems. They came to him. Yeah, the same way the Ukrainians did and the Chinese did when they needed to solve their problem to get Hunter millions and millions of dollars on a fake deal. Biden referred to Theresa May, the former British Prime Minister, as Margaret Thatcher. He made a claim about the Democratic Party. We choose truth over facts. Yeah, they choose their made-up truths over the real facts. He's right about that. But, just think about that. We choose truth over facts. Did he mean truth over lies? Poor kids are just as bright as those talented white kids. Already talked about that. Racist comment. If Donald Trump makes that comment, it's a week in the news cycle. Biden makes it, and people go, oh, we know what he meant. We know. We understand his intent. He didn't mean it racially. Leave him alone. He's a Democrat. He's our top candidate. Stop it, Kevin Jackson. Because that's how the left roll. Scott wrote this. Biden's repeated mental errors have started to draw intense criticism from many, including President Trump, who tweeted, Joe Biden just said, we believe in facts, not truth. Does anybody really believe he's mentally fit to be president? We are playing in a very big and complicated world. Joe doesn't have a clue. And the president couldn't be more truthful. Joe Biden is the most unready person to be president of any politician, and this is a guy who served as vice president. And the reason why I'm telling you that is he did not watch a competent president do his job, which would, if Joe Biden were vice president under Trump, I tell you, hey, at least he got good leadership. He understands what he watched the most incompetent president. And Joe Biden wants to take credit. I'm the one that got Barack to talk about gay marriage. Well, congratulations! You got him to talk about something that nobody gives a crap about. There is no such thing as gay marriage, first of all, Joe Biden. Gay people can't marry. It's a biblical term, not a government term. And if gay people want to have their own bond and matrimony, fine. But it ain't going to be called marriage. But that's his claim to fame. Go look at Biden's record. Record of accomplishment and tell me that this guy deserves to be a president of the United States. He didn't deserve to be vice president any more than his boss deserved to be president. I know, Democrats, you don't like what I'm saying. You think I'm just butthurt because I'm black and I didn't get to be president. Well, congratulations to you. I don't care, because if I wanted to be president, I'd doggone Skippy would be president. That's the difference between me and the average person. I can tell myself, if I wanted to be president, I would have structured my life to be president, and I would have achieved it. I chose not to. It is not a role I wanted to play. And that vexes a lot of people that I can say that with such conviction. And people ask me all the time, Kevin, do you want to run for office? No. You want to know why? Because I'd win. I don't want to serve in office. I'd win. Do I understand what it would mean to win, to get a congressional salary for the rest of my life, to be able to write books and talk of Congressman Jackson's coming in, Senator Jackson, Congressman. Yeah, it would be a real feather in my cap. Ask me if I give a crap about the accolades and the, oh, there's Congressman Jackson. I don't care. I'm cool being Kevin Jackson. Yeah, it's the kind of cloth I was cut from. Anyway, Joe Biden doesn't have a clue. The president was right. Former top advisor to Obama, David Axelrod, tweeted, but if Biden blunders his way through the race, anxieties will rise among Dems about his ability to go the distance. Really, David Axelrod? Kevin Jackson's been explaining to the Democrats, if you're going to have anxieties later, you should already have them now. Joe Biden is a gaffe machine. He's been a gaffe machine his entire career. And he's on the highest stage he can possibly be on. And he's with somebody who will call out his gaffes. The Democrats, folks, are finally starting to wake up. And they fear the beast they've created. They've got a crossroads to get through right now. I want you to understand the quandary. Do we continue down the path and let Biden be our front runner, knowing what we're going to face? Or do we fish and cut bait? A guy tweeted this. He's a prominent Democrat, a best-selling author. He says, if Biden wasn't a one-man gaffe machine, he might have the best chance to defeat Trump. Instead, he's his own worst enemy, and it won't get any better because it never has. I'd vote for him, but Democrats can and must nominate a stronger candidate. Folks, this is a powerful Democrat saying we need a stronger candidate, but here's what he also saying. And this is what I love about Democrats. Even though Biden is a brain-dead moron and a gaffe machine, I'll vote for him over an accomplished, proven, successful Republican candidate because I'm so dyed-in-the-wool and stupid.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.